Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here live with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And this month's episode, which is number 100, is our journey live, reflections from the road ahead. And I have my lovely wife, Carol Gabrielli, who will be here to ask us some questions to which we will give some interesting and amusing answers to. So, Carol, you want to jump right in?
Sure. Let's tackle the most important question first. You ready?
Yep.
People want to know, Frank and Peter, does Rick wear boxers or briefs?
He's a boxer guy. I'm going to say brief.
What's the answer?
I actually wear boxer briefs. So they're both right or they're both wrong.
Tricky.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready, Rick and Frank?
Yep.
Does Peter wear boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
I'm going to say boxers.
I actually wear boxer briefs.
Wow. Nice. Oh, my God.
Are we going to be unanimous here? Okay. It's Rick and Peter. Does Frank wear boxers or briefs?
I say briefs.
I can go with boxers.
Briefs.
Ah! There you go. Right, there you go.
Got that out of the way.
Oh, thank God we know that.
Can't wait for episode 200.
It goes downhill from here. Oh, stay tuned.
Okay. Oh, man. So the next question, ready?
No, wait. It's not about my undershirts or anything. It's my pajamas. It's just checking.
Yeah. We're going to change it up a little.
Okay. Bit. Yes.
What is your purpose for doing this?
That'd be
sure. Okay. So there's chronic stress in our society. People are really suffering. They're on the go all the time, and they know they need to make a change in their life. They need to do something to take care of themselves, to reduce this stress, because so many illnesses have been attributed to it, but they have no idea what to do. And what we wanted to do, certainly what I wanted to do, was to find some way that we could help those people make the change, because starting that and sustaining that is so difficult. And if I could do that with the help of my friends, if I could do that, then I would feel inside that I had done something worthwhile with my life, besides getting married and having children and having wonderful grandchildren. How about you guys, Frank?
Now, I'm working for more than 30 years as a consultant in the field of change facilitation. So change, many people have a big problem with change. So my challenge here with those two guys is to find a method, a way, a vision to help people to change effortlessly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a possibility. But it takes a few steps to do that.
Yeah.
And the first thing is that you have to be aware of what's happening in your life right now and what is generating some kind of flow. And what is blocking that flow? That's what Trek Road Ahead Cafe is all about.
And I just wanted to have like an hour and a half with these guys every Thursday. So it's been like a gift to me to be with them and to create these podcasts. And then, of course, Trek, the app. And it was really just a lot of fun. So it kind of happened organically because of their face-to-face when they said, we should make a podcast with Rick. And so... It's just evolved organically from there. So now we're helping people. So for me, that's what it's all about in connection.
Yeah, you can't get better than that, right?
Yep.
So next, why did you like the Road Ahead Cafe as the name of the project?
Okay. So we thought of a lot of different names, but we like the analogy of you're traveling down the road of life. And every once in a while, you got to pull over. You got to take care of your needs. You got to take care of things. And we were thinking, well, you know, it's a podcast and they pull over the road ahead and they get a better perspective after they've had something to eat, something to drink and stuff like that. It just seemed to work. So that's why I liked it. Plus, I love the fact that The Road Ahead Cafe is TRAC track. So you're on track if you get on the road ahead. What about you, Frank?
Yeah, well, that's the road ahead. You told me that Americans love to have a road trip. Yeah, right? Yeah. They like to be on the go.
Yeah.
Now, well, you have a beautiful country, and I've seen it, large part of this, and I see what it meant to be on a road trip. The allegory is here that the road trip is also, we are all as a person on the road trip. Somehow, somewhere we're going. Yeah? Life is a journey. If this is a journey, why don't we make a kind of podcast sharing our thoughts and ideas and our inspirations to help people get along on that road in a, again, fulfilling and in a way to flow. I mean, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Rick.
And I thought the cafe part would be so cool and the road ahead, thinking forward. But then when we started to put the podcast together, the sounds of a cafe and the coffee shop. And I thought coffee shops were good places for people to hang out and talk. And so because we're having a conversation, the cafe part from a marketing and branding standpoint was cool. And it's evolved again organically. And, you know, now you see our shirts and the swag and the logo and the road signs. And so for me, the menu, the cafe, and just that daily dose of self-care was so cool.
Yeah.
But we kept focusing on the word cafe.
Yeah.
Because I'm Dutch, I'm from the Netherlands, and a coffee shop has a completely different meaning. So cafe is a little bit more neutral because we're not blowing.
Yeah. Wait, we aren't?
No, we're not today.
Oh, okay.
Speak for yourself.
What else have we got?
So you began with the podcast, and now you're focusing more on the app. How do you feel about that? And how does it align with your values?
I think that we, right from the beginning, we liked the idea because we're so different, each of us, of doing the podcast with, okay, you say something, you say something, you say something. We realized that the advantage of that was that it allowed for people who related to different points of view to have more chance to find something that, yeah, that meant, that one makes sense to me. So we like to do that. And then we just thought of extending that. How can we bring that diversity of voices to people? And what we've got now in the Road Ahead Cafe, we don't even teach, advise, coach. We bring things from across the internet into this one spot, this one app. And people can see all different points of view and different ways of going. And so it's easier for them to learn. So it's really just the organic expansion of our vision of let's give diverse voices a chance to speak to everyone so someone finds what works for them.
Yeah, and I think going back to the word value, so how do you bring value? I think if you look at each person when they're young, and even older, the main, so you could say, superpower is curiosity. People want to know. Yeah, they explore us. They're discoverers. So how can we help people who are on that track, on that road ahead, help them, assist them to explore, to open up, stimulate their curiosity, because there's much more to see while you're on the road than most people are looking at. So that's our added value.
Yeah.
Mm. And for me, I knew from minute one we needed an app that would go on the phone. So from a technology standpoint, I just kept driving and driving and driving. And we first had an application, a software called Podia, which is an educational platform built for course design. And we tried that for a while, and then we kind of migrated over to this platform called Mighty Networks, which is a lot more conducive to both of these guys' content development and the desire to bring out more information. And it appealed to my sense of the tech and having it on your phone in the palm of your hand, which is now super available and cool, and it's for everybody.
There you go.
Yep.
So this is a good one. How do you manage to put up with the other two founders? We'll start with you.
Well, so here's the thing about that. I'm just kind of amazed that they can put up with me. So I'm kind of relieved every time we get through something and they say, yeah, we'll keep them on. It's like, you know, that stray dog you just keep around. So that I can't I've tried many times, and I cannot explain to you what these other two people bring to the table in words beyond saying that it's almost synergistic. The things that the personality they have, the thoughts that they have, the way they see the world, track would not be what it is today without that. I can't see a way that we could have done it. Well, they could have done it without me, but that it could have gone forward the same. That it's made all the difference. And I know, because of the type of sensitive people they are, that at times they must ask what I ask, and that is, am I doing enough? And my answer is, yeah, you guys bring something incalculable to this thing. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
For me, it is working with two Americans in a different culture, different background. And it's challenging for me because being Dutch, being wired in a different way, we are used to look at things in a quite serious way, in a business way. So one of the things subtly Rick said one day, he said to me, Frank, now listen, Frank will say, now listen, Frank, every setback is an opportunity to improve. And someone said, this is nothing new, but the way you said that, the way you answered that question, actually it wasn't even a question, just posed that idea, then I understood the payoff from Nike, just do it. Mm. What's in it for me is I love this mentality. Just do it. And we're experimenting the whole time. New things, curiosity, things like that. That's one thing. The second thing is these two guys have an energy level. I love to be there every Thursday when we are meeting online. I said, wow. Again, I get a breath of fresh air. I'm under a shower and I'm inspired again for the rest of the week. And that's a great thing. I wouldn't miss it forever. Thank you, guys.
My meds don't really kick in till later on Thursday. Really? So that's why.
So for me, I always tell everybody I meet my favorite time of the week is 9:15 on Thursday mornings, because I get, like I said, 90 minutes with these guys. They're both brilliant. To go back to the beginning, when I connected them at first, I thought, I got these two old guys. I'm going to connect them, introduce them. They're my elders. It's only polite. I'll bring them together. I'm a young guy. I bring them together and see what happens. And then this is the result. This is the thanks I get for doing that. I connected them, hoping that they would just go away. And now, for 3 years, 100 episodes, here we are. We're brothers and three ordinary guys doing one extraordinary thing, and that's to help you find the best self-care and take 1 minute a day.
So you guys get that it's his fault. He's admitted. So
take full responsibility.
So he's starting now an elderly home. That's for sure. For seniors.
Just take my teeth. Let me put them back in. There we go. All right.
And finally, we'd love to know, what is your vision for the future of the Road Ahead Cafe?
I've come to a point in my life, and I've been in the self-help, self-actualization field for all my life, that I know that I can't possibly imagine how that future is going to be, because it's going to be beyond what I could realistically imagine. That's one of the things that comes out of it. But the focus from the beginning was to do the most good we could for the most people. And so we're always saying, well, what else can we do? Well, can we make this easier? And Rick's always saying, well, that's kind of hard to do. So we have to do something about that and make it more effortless. And we use this in our daily life. We use this all the time. We want to make the change effortless for you, or as effortless as we can. And as we embrace the technology and the changes in technology, this, for example, is AI. We're not even talking. We're not even giving answers. We just said, what should we say? And we plugged it in and it's answering for you. But so whatever we can do to reach as many people as possible and help them find effortless change, I it staggers the imagination for me to what we can do in the future.
Yeah, I think you're completely right. There is a group of singers called the Highwaymen, and they have a song, "The Road Goes On Forever, and the Party Never Ends." So the road goes on forever, and the party never ends. It's actually how I look at the Road Ahead Cafe, at Trek, because there is an endless way to discover new things. Our curiosity is fueled by questions we get from the audience and the feedback we get, the way we deal with that new insight, new thoughts. I think, well, I wouldn't want to miss it for one moment again. So I think the road goes on forever and this party never ends.
Good stuff, Frank. So for me, being able to reach people now, you know, through right in the palm of their hand, and I'm always thinking of ways to replace that addiction with Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, just kind of putting the Road Ahead Cafe, the Track app, in their hands. You know, today we talked about in addition to, but at some point instead of. And so just like all those other apps started, we think the Road Ahead Cafe is way better because it brings positive self-care every day. And that's what we need more of. So, you know, for me to be able to work alongside these guys, again, brilliant minds, and I feel like I'm being mentored. So I think that a lot of our audience feels the same way. And even though we don't profess to be gurus, it's nice to have a good example. And, you know, I think Buddha said it best. This is what worked for me. Give it a try. If it works for you, keep doing it. If it doesn't, do something else.
All right. Well, that was great. And yeah, that.
Great stuff.
Unless there's any closing comments. Right, yeah.
And I'll close it out right here. Thank you for joining us this month and for 100 episodes on the Road Ahead Cafe. If we've helped you feel a little better and you feel like you'd like to pay it forward, ask yourself, who do I know who might also enjoy this podcast? Don't be shy. Share the good vibes. Look forward to getting together again with you next month. And remember, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.